For SideFX Public Media, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. The CDC reported the first case of HIV 40 years ago. Since then, we've learned much more about the virus and how to prevent it. But Black women are being infected at unusually high rates. In the second part of a series, SideFX Public Media's Darian Benson reports on efforts to help these women.
Pamela Goodwin started the Indianapolis-based nonprofit Women in Motion after she recognized she was at high risk for HIV, the virus that leads to AIDS. She wants to help other women, in particular women of color, in the same situation. But Goodwin says many Black and brown women don't tap into the resources offered by groups like hers. Getting tested for HIV just isn't a top priority.
They need food. They need different things, especially the transportation, getting them back and forth to the groups. You know, who's going to take care of their children?
So in addition to providing HIV resources, Women in Motion also helps with food and transportation. This sort of comprehensive outreach is especially important for Black women. They account for nearly 60% of new HIV diagnoses among women, and the rate of new diagnoses among Black women is 14 times the rate among white women. Alan Witchie is president of Damien Center, an AIDS nonprofit in Indianapolis. He says the outreach methods for one group don't necessarily work for another.
And that means we have to do services differently than we did before when that was not the case.
HIV campaigns have traditionally focused on reaching men who have sex with men, with outreach events at bars and nightclubs. But those aren't good places to reach working mothers. And he says the stigma associated with HIV is still a huge barrier to getting care, especially in communities of color. Some people don't want to be seen seeking care at a place that helps with HIV.
Not everybody feels comfortable coming to our main base.
Damien Center is trying to address that problem and reach more women, especially more women of color with families. This year, it opened a satellite location 11 miles away inside CAFE, the Community Alliance of the Far East Side. The Alliance is home to other services like career development, a legal clinic, and child care.
We felt like it was a safe place where women and families could go. They're already getting services, and it wouldn't be the stigma necessarily of coming to our main office.
Tammy Morris also has seen the impact of the stigma as executive director of the nonprofit Aliveness Project in Northwest Indiana. She says people avoid getting tested, and that leads to more infections.
I still have ladies who have not shared not with one person in their family that they're HIV positive.
To combat the stigma, Morris says there needs to be more conversations around sex and how HIV is transmitted, conversations that are already rare, but more so in the Black community. Morris says community is also key in reaching more women. She hopes to connect newly diagnosed women with older HIV-positive women to increase both awareness of the virus and the number of women who stay in treatment.
I'm really trying to figure out a way to get them together because I believe they could learn from it. They can learn from the history of the women who have survived diagnosis and in spite of the diagnosis are being able to live long and productive lives.
Deborah Stanley has seen progress in the 30 years she has worked in HIV outreach.
I didn't feel enough education and prevention service around social health issues. HIV was just emerging in our community.
She's the founder and executive director of Amani Unidad, an HIV prevention and advocacy nonprofit in South Bend, Indiana. She says it focuses on Black and brown communities because they need more outreach.
It's not enough, and it's the need to listen to us when we say this is who we are and what we need. Because one of the things that I keep saying is that you cannot treat us in isolation, number one. You cannot continue to treat us as though we are a behavior.
Stanley says Black women are often hypersexualized and blamed for getting HIV or sexually transmitted diseases. And as long as Black women continue to be disproportionately diagnosed with HIV, Stanley sees more work to be done.
We just have to stay the course. And we have to raise up young advocates to do the same, to keep them encouraged, to give them a historical perspective and tell them, here's the foundation, go forth and make it even better.
From SideFX Public Media, I'm Darian Benson.